Delhi Ethical Ways Policy Brief. Adopting IBCM Ethical Ways as a SOS governance standard. Corporate norm. Corporate management or better mission. We're creating a Delhi Sovereign Value Fund for royalty redistribution.
Copyright, corporate mom, corporate management or better mission.
Substance over simulation. In an era where simulation masquerades as governance and automation is mistaken for wisdom, IBCM offers a different path. This is not a manifesto of a resistance. It is a manifesto of radiance. Where governance is not simulated, but substantiated. Friends, it is in Delhi's industrial renaissance. Today we stand at a threshold. The question before us is simple yet profound. How do we convert policy into momentum, and momentum into measurable societal value? When we look at this from policy to action, knowledge database, Vibrant Viksit 2047. When you see a knowledge database, rules express the truth and justify our conduct. We have the rules, but we cannot find out the conduct of the people within anywhere, any company, because they don't have the means of recording it. That is slit 2 of the double slit experiment. And this is very important of creating the knowledge database of people, how they are going to take from today to a vibrant Viksit 2047. So in our policy to action process, I am giving one or two areas in this chart. If you look at the accounting management quality and accounting quality is very important. I'm giving this audit credibility. The reason is, I will explain. Number two is also we look into the valuation growth. We had earlier discussed how the value as on today is only 1 or 2 in 0 to 5. How to take it to number 5? Then we have created a royalty base is the most interesting one, and how the royalty is being obtained for redistribution of creating a Delhi Sovereign Value Fund for the society. So it's going to be very interesting. Let us take a look one by one. Let me check audit and accounting reform. IAS 38 in India, same thing has been taken here as IND India AS 38. It has weakened the very foundation of governance. It treats intellectual capital as vapor, non-monetary, without physical substance. I propose we scrap IAS 38 and reinstate IAS 9. When R&D and IPR are capitalized, we eliminate what I call dark value, the unseen wealth of innovation. That's what we do. When we capitalize those intangible assets, what is the balance sitting there as intangible assets in that particular company? It's about 82,000 crores for RIL, more than 10,000 crores for M&M. There are 750,000 companies who are dealing with these intangible assets. So we got to necessarily equate what is being created as an IPR, patented, and what we are putting there as intangible assets for the purpose of IPR. This is not just accounting reform. It is ethical restoration. Halton 2010 estimate that in 2007, by omitting investments in intangibles $4.1 trillion was excluded from published national accounts data in the United States. It's very important. So many things have happened in 2008 financial crisis. Please check whether anybody talked about that $4.1 trillion, why it was not being taken into account in the national accounts data. It's the biggest, actually, more than any other thing. Let me give you the GRACE framework of the audit profession. GRACE 1, 1977 to 1998, actually. A governance G for governance, R for responsibility, A for authority, C for credibility, enable, E for enable balance sheet. Come in 1998 onwards, GRACE 2. A governance weakened. Responsibility shirked. Authority lost, credibility eroded, balance sheet created. This frames the decline of the audit integrity after IAS 38. I want Delhi State to look into it. The questions that Delhi State has to ask is very important. What the state contains in terms of audit profession, who are submitting audit certificates on a day and day out. And what authority did ICA adopt IAS 38? With intangible not being defined, intangible assets, intangible is not being defined, is the only standard, accounting standard, where the title is not being defined. You define asset, you define anything else, but not intangible. Take it. How does this impact patenting and capitalization of state specialty resources? Some states have good uranium, thorium, critical metals. Similarly, Delhi may have something. How does it impact it? Should ASOCAM, CAI, and FCA, FICCI push for IAS 9 revival and GAAP reform? In this audit and accounting reform, Delhi should challenge ICAI's adoption of IAS 38 and push for IAS 9 revival, capitalizing R&D IPR to prevent erosion of balance sheets and align with global competitiveness. Number 2, audit accountability. Reinstating GRACE principles would restore credibility. Delhi could pilot a state audit responsibility charter, making auditors accountable for intangible valuation, not just compliance. By IAS 38, we acknowledged dark value gets created. The second area is what dark value getting created in every company because of I would rather say the inefficiency, not necessarily the corruption part of it, inevitability, particularly on the fixed costs, particularly on the input raw materials, which you do not have a hold because it is coming from the suppliers. You cannot control the cost of the other person. So even though we call it as a variable cost, it is not possible for us, for any company, to reduce, say, 85% to 84%. It's tough to us. Whereas we create a lot of fixed costs. That fixed cost could be in finance, it could be finance costs, it could be productivity part of it. And that is how we have arrived at this solution. The first arrived at the Panchabandha rating system, which gives the standard, what ought to be. 316 process blocks, quantitative and qualitative elements of management. Quantitative is only about 12. Qualitative is the difference, 304. And we have a major problem on that. That is where the double slit experiment comes. That is where IBC Ethical OSS has brought in, because the ethical operating system, ethical, it is not being run. It is very difficult to do it unless you have a package like IBCM technology, which provides you with the how to do the qualitative elements of management. One too many. could be a code of conduct, could be insider trading, could be a code of conduct of suppliers, and so many things are there. And these are the things which gives you an opportunity to, if your rating is 1 at 15% for the last 4 years CAGR, and now you have to have 15% in the future, we bring about the change. That change is what the opportunity for expansion of valuation of a company. That's what IBCM does. We will look into it on the AVR Delta on the next page. In defining the royalty mechanism, AVR Delta. In royalty framework, the royalty is not a static cost, but a percentage of the unlocked value. The baseline dark value. Dark value is essentially the cost of inefficiency, corruption, lack of trust, poor governance. It is the money we leave on the table because our operating system is broken. A company might have a performance value capital rating of 2 out of 5. The remaining 3 points represents the dark value. The value that exists like IPR or AI synergy or finance cost or cost of consumption, but is unrecorded and unoptimized. The optimization, that is AVR, is accelerated value return. When a company adopts the IBCM ethical ways, it moves from a 2 to a 5 on the scale. The royalty trigger, that delta of 3 entity ratings represents a massive leap in market valuation and operational velocity. The company pays a royalty on this specific accelerated value return, AVR. Delhi Ethical OS Adoption Roadmap. The goal for Delhi to become a licensor of quantum SOS governance technology to Delhi industry. Step 1, adoption. Delhi formally adopts the IBCM Ethical OS as its SOS governance standard, ensuring all industries align with ethical and fiscal accountability principles. Step 2, valuation enhancement. Industries implementing Ethical OS gain recognition for intangible capital, IPR, patents, R&D, that forms the intellectual value capital of the company, plus performance value capital, leading to measurable valuation growth. Step 3, royalty redistribution. Royalties are paid on incremental valuations, not cash transfers. This model mirrors SpaceX equity-linked compensation and Norway's oil fund, converting enterprise growth into societal prosperity. Step 4, societal value redistribution, SVR. Royalties flow into a Delhi sovereign value fund, financing welfare, innovation, and civilizational development. Delhi's stake in ethical waste industry grows by time, like Norway's oil fund. Track of entanglement. Vibrant Vixit Delhi at 2047. Delhi industrial growth, number 2. And the third, the Delhi sovereign value fund. They are entangled. And the facilitators, the institutional roles. FICCI oversees performance value capital and ensure GAAP gap standards regain meaning. CII design policy frameworks for IAS 9 reinstatement and R&D capitalization. ASOCAM lead IPR awareness and training through its IPFC network facilitators, IP facilitators. Commissioner of Industry Delhi anchor the Delhi Sovereign Value Fund and coordinate adoption across sectors. Expected outcomes. Number 1, a restoration of audit credibility through grace-based accountability. Number two, recognition and capitalization of intellectual value across deadly industries. Number three, creating of a sustainable royalty redistribution mechanism. Number four, alignment of industrial growth with Fixed Delhi 2047 and societal responsibility. Finally, the guiding principle. Purity is coherence, the quantum key to human governance. Delhi's adoption of the ethical OAS transforms governance from compliance to coherence, turning intangible capital into tangible societal progress. That is SVR.